Blog Talk Radio. Good evening and welcome once again to Madame Perry Salon, the podcast that loves you, the podcast where fascinating people meet. I am your host, your groove mistress, and spiritual director. Cruise director. How about that one? Because I've got a spiritual, I got somebody to help us spiritually tonight. So I'm just the cruise director, Madame Perry, but you can call me Jen, Jennifer, JP, Perry. I don't care. I'm just thrilled, absolutely thrilled to be here and that you are too. Hey, some things are going on just to kind of give you an update. Recently, we had Joshua Pruitt on. He's an animator and writer, Emmy award-winning animator and writer. He's one of the few people that's actually worked, or maybe the only one that's actually worked on Mystery Science Theater 3000 and Doctor Who, as well as his work on Phineas and Herb, Hamster and Gretel, and all kind of fun things. I love the fact that we had people call in of very different ages to talk to him and send messages to him. That was rather cool. Also, don't forget, you know, people buying outfits for the holidays and things coming up and parties. Don't forget Franny Goldie. Go to her site, FranneGolde.com, and get some of her fabulous clothes that you've seen on The View and in Oprah Magazine, and use MPS for Madame Perry Salon when you check out for your discount. And remember, she's before she became a designer and made such fabulous clothes in the Magic Pants, she was more well-known as an award-winning songwriter and singer. She's written for the Pussycat Dolls, the Commodores, their song Night Shift, Selena, Dreaming, and all that. So, yeah, definitely get those. And another one of our favorite guests here on Madame Perry Salon, I always say favorite, and yet I can't think of anybody who's not a favorite, but one very charming guest, Dave Koz, the saxophone player that is just adorable. You know, he's on his 25th anniversary Christmas tour this year, so probably if he hasn't been to your place already, your town, he's on the way. I know he'll be here in Atlanta November 25th, and I'll be there. So yeah, check out Dave Koz. He's such a sweetie. Oh, you know, it's a special time of year, folks. It's getting in some parts of the world, it's getting a little colder. People are going to parties. People are looking for sometimes a little special connection. If they've got somebody to go with as their date or plus one to parties, or if they don't, you know, this is a time when you want to surround yourself with love, whether it's a partner, whether it's good friends, and sometimes, of course, I think loving yourself and giving yourself the best that you can. I am so thrilled that my guest tonight has been here before and has returned tonight to talk to us. She's a global media personality, and she is the go-to authority for people that have suffered heartbreak and are ready to live unapologetically and attract an open-hearted, ideal relationship. She's been featured in Huffington Post, People Magazine, Forbes, CBS, ABC, Fox TV shows, and so much more. So first, let me go ahead and introduce her once again, right here in the genie bottle in cyberspace, the magnificent Alana Pratt. Welcome back.
Oh, Jen, it's so great to be back. And I love your new, this title, Groove Mistress. That is so sexy. And it is an honor to return. Thank you.
Thank you. This is a great time to think about grooving, right? So, got so much going on. You've got a brand new book. So the thing with you is that you're like so many guests, it's like they got so much. I don't even know where to begin sometimes. So let's just start with, first of all, congratulations on your new book, From Heartbreak to Heartmates. Tell us about that.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Jen. So yeah, that's my sixth book. And I wrote it actually back when lockdown first started, because my client said, you know, it's hard enough to find somebody when you're dating, that when you start to have those tougher conversations, you know, you want to talk about sex, or you want to talk about politics, or you want to talk about your ex, or these things that might be a little more difficult, that as soon as I go deep, they're gone. I'm ditched. I'm ghosted. Yes. Like, where do they go? Like, where are the people who, when it's a more intimate, vulnerable, transparent conversation, lean in, open up, dive deeper? Like, where are those people to date? And I remember saying, I don't know. That's a great question. So I created the world's first partnering app, which is called Heartmates, which is what the book is based on, From Heartbreak to Heartmates, because I wanted a place that actually worked. What I discovered personally and my clients is that, I mean, think about the dating model or the business model of a dating app. They make money when you fail at love and get back on the app. They don't make money when you succeed at love. No one would be on the app, right? So they don't teach. Dating apps don't teach about healing heartbreak. They don't teach about effective communication so that you can go from rupture to repair and then rapture. They don't teach about how to see the very best in the very worst that happened to you, the gift, the message, right? They don't teach that. So I thought, okay, so I'm going to create an app where there's intimacy training, digital intimacy training, and there's going to be these live calls every single week, and we call them conscious connection calls. And people get together, first as strangers, but within one call, they're your ally, they're your friend, because we teach people how to communicate in a way that makes people feel seen and safe and heard and understood. And they not only discover how to be a better listener and be a better communicator, they actually discover more about who they are, because someone's listening. They're not going to interrupt. They're not going to one-up you. They're not going to fix you. They're not going to avoid you. They're not going to do any of the things that most people in our lives do. They're just going to be present. And then the third portion of the partnering app is the dating portion. That is still in beta, being developed by developers in India. But already the community is thriving. Already people are like, you know what? Connection is so important. And not just going to some regular meetup where everybody's fake and pretends they're fine when they're not. No, like a safe place to connect heart to heart, soul to soul, truth to truth. And it's really, really nourishing for people who are single, or they bring their partner. They sign, because we have Heartmates for singles and Heartmates for couples. They sign up with their partner, because sometimes the loneliest feeling is when you're laying right beside somebody who you don't feel seen by, you know?
Yeah. Oh, wow. Yeah.
What? So that's the app and the book. Mm-hmm.
What a brilliant idea for an app. And just thinking about, this makes so much sense. It's like, why has no one thought of this before?
Don't know. And I'm glad to be the world's first partnering app. And you know, the other piece, Jen, that I love is that I have this capacity. I love my clients like they're my family. I care about them. Not like I ruminate them about them all the time, but like I don't just contribute to them or serve them or help them. Like, I love them. And so on this app, people are allowed to ask questions and I go live and I answer them. So instead of it being this generic question on YouTube where I answer, like I have over 5 million views on my YouTube channel, and I answer one question for thousands, if not millions of people, this is like, Joanne is upset with George. And this is exactly what happened, and I can talk exactly to Joanne and give her every single day, somebody on the app, my live coaching, love, inspiration, advice. So it's a founder of a company, not just there to be a conglomerate and take your money. Like, this founder cares, and it's a privilege to be so real and connected to these people. So I'm very, very blessed.
Oh, wow. And you know, people know the difference.
Yeah.
They always do. They know the difference, and it's what a feeling. I am so thrilled with this app. And yes, and you've made it so inclusive for everyone.
Yeah. Thank you. Yes, very inclusive of all sexual orientations, gender identifications as well. And it's very inclusive that we're the subtitle or the slogan is become the one to find the one, which keeps the one. And all the work that I teach with intimacy, a lot of people think I'll be happy when I meet my partner or when I lose 10 pounds or blah, 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 everything on the outside. But we all know that coming into a relationship empty, that's a vibration. And all you can attract is that same empty vibration. And so when I help people become the one they've been seeking, give themselves that sense of honor, forgiveness, listening, really enrich that intimate relationship with ourselves, and not just the parts that we are proud of, but the parts that need our care more than anything, the parts that we've rejected or criticized or abandoned within ourselves. When we come home to ourselves, we become the one, then how we show up as a vibration, as a resonance, as the way we're being, as we date, we're not attached. We're not fake. We actually say, no, I don't like running. I like yoga. Or, you know what, I'm really not into sushi. I'm into Italian. We don't say, oh, yeah, no, I totally love to run. Let's eat sushi every day as you, you know, feel sick to your stomach or whatever. I love sushi, but I lived in Japan, so that's just an example. But the idea is it allows you to be unapologetic and fully self-expressed, which feels amazing. And in my opinion, that's a vibration that God, the universe, the divine, can animate us. Divine presence can animate us because we're an open vessel, because we're home in our bodies and we're not resisting ourselves or life. And I think it makes us sexy, magnetic, and enjoy being in relationship. Yeah.
Wow. This is so right on. So, by the way, you can also, I'm going to go ahead and give the website, Alana, A-L-L-A-N-A, PRATT.com. That is where you will find this wealth information from somebody who really does care about you and gets excited about it. And that's just, you know, I was watching one of your, a video of yours where you were talking about you can't change other people. And I remember I watched it two or three times in a row because I love the way you did it, because she would say, well, you can't make, you know, and this is not verbatim, folks. I'm just going about how, whatever. You can't make them change. You can't make them do this. You can't make them do whatever. You can't. You can't make people do
no.
that. My gosh, I see that all the time in advice columns and stuff. How can I make somebody do this? But so all that just to say, that's not going anywhere except that you've got to check out her videos. You've got to check out her website, because you're going to feel like you've got a brand new best friend who's really in your corner.
Thank you, Jen.
You're welcome. Thank you. Now, you've got 6 books. Am I right? Or have you got 3 more since I last talked?
Yes. No, this app has taken a lot of time, energy, and resources, let me tell you. So, no, still with the 6 books. And the app, we are actually beginning to pitch a reality show that I will be filming, and a lot of the behind-the-scenes scenes will be in the app for people who really have skin in the game, want to do the work, and want to see the deep processing and coaching that I do with my clients. And then maybe a more condensed version will be on Netflix or Gaim or wherever we sell it to. But, if anything, I'm feeling more pulled to contribute to the world the more we have fear around money or food supply or everything with COVID, et cetera. I want to be able to be there more for people to really be able, and here's what it comes down to, and I think you agree with me. If we can't feel our feelings and we stuff them away, we can be controlled by the media. We could be controlled by the powers that be. But if we can feel our feelings and come back to our heart and come back to our center, then we're empowered. But if we push away our fear, push away our anger, push away, if you push away any feeling, you even push away joy, the ability to be fulfilled by the smallest things, the simplest things. And that really disempowers us as a population. And yet,
Who likes to feel afraid? Not me. Who likes to feel terrified or mad or sad or humiliated or ashamed? Nobody. And so we get caught in these wheels of, oh, just another glass of wine. Oh, let's just get on social media. Oh, let's stay an extra hour and work. Let's never slow down and replenish, because as soon as we do that, we have to feel, and then it's really difficult. So I want to teach people how not just to feel a feeling, but to feel it all the way through to the lesson that it was meant to give us. I call that integration or processing, or we could call it healing grief into allowance, healing pain into, like, no kidding, power, healing sadness into forgiveness. All of this energy that's stuck inside of us in the form of a suppressed, pushed away emotion. Anger, pushed away anger, creates depression. But when you integrate anger, it turns into fierce love to take actions in alignment with your values. So if I can help people to not be afraid of their feelings and not to hate the part of themselves that's feeling sad or scared or mad, and instead have compassion, curiosity, and then teach them how to feel it into this power and confidence and surrender or these more higher vibrational feelings, that means we can stay present. That means we can make wise decisions in love, in money. It means we can be there for the people that really matter. And we can get through challenging times and literally be better because of it. And I think that's imperative on the planet right now.
Indeed. And it really goes, help me here. I feel like a little bit of that done, put the effort in, do that work. I think it does have the best ripple effect.
Yeah. No, you're right. You awaken those around you. You inspire those around you. You literally turn on those around you, Ms. Groove Mistress. Like, you aliven people around you. And it's not fake. You know the fake people who say they're fine when they're not. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about you've been to hell and back, and you are more resilient, and you're more grateful, and you have a lighter sense of humor. And I think that makes life juicy and sexy, because circumstances are no longer bigger than me. I'm bigger than my circumstances. So I can be a badass, and I can be grateful, and I can be present. All the flavors.
I love that. All the flavors. All the flavors. How wonderful. What about, because when I listen to you talk about this, about things that we can do, what we can have all the flavors, we can do this and that. And then I think, too, about we all have someone, whether it's somebody like a coach like you, maybe some people who buy your books or who check out your app, who learn from you or someone else or some way else. Sometimes you stop and turn on. We don't always think about this, especially when we're depressed or when we're just feeling like it's just not working out or what am I doing wrong? Mm. And I have to stop sometimes and turn around and realize I know I've got nieces and nephews who look at me.
Yeah.
And they'll think, well, Aunt Jennifer always has it going on. And then I won't think about that till I hear it from a friend of theirs. And then I think, okay, that gives me another good reason to take care of me and do for me, because I'm setting an example. I mean, we all are, whether we know it or not.
Yeah. Yeah. It's wonderful to be inspired by others to want to be our best self and to shake off the blues and to show up and be the light. So that, to me, is very important. And the opposite is also important. And by opposite, I mean show up authentically when we are sad. You know, show up and be vulnerable. Show up and be human. Show up and say, you know, I don't have it together every day. And in fact, Jen, I do group coaching calls every single week, Tuesdays and Wednesdays. And I had quite the day. And I was considering canceling just for a second and postponing the call. And then I thought, you know what? No, I'm going to be real. and I was in tears when I showed up. It was just too much. I'll just be vulnerable with you and with everybody here. In the morning, I was up early, my 7 a.m. call with India for the app. We've done the first raise, and now it's time to get ready for the second raise for $1 million. And, Jen, I got scared. I've never done that before. I felt inadequate. I felt like a loser. I felt like who would believe in me? I've invested a lot into the app already with my own funds, but asking for help made me feel really wobbly. And so that was the first call. And then he said to me, so how's your son? Has he called? And I haven't spoken to my son since the beginning of COVID. He lives with his dad, I think in LA still, but I literally haven't talked to him, and I'm letting him come back to me when he's ready. I'm not being a naggy, you should talk to your mother kind of mom. And yet I cry so much, and I just, it's always under the surface of everything I do. Is he alive? Does he know I love him? Mm-hmm. So there was that. So the app guy said, so can I stalk the internet for you to figure out where he lives? I'm like, yes, you can. So I was scared and feeling insecure about the next raise. I was feeling sad about my son. And then this other thing happened with my ex-boyfriend. So it was just too much. And I got on my group call and I said to everybody, I said, you know what? Today, I'm just going to be a hot mess. And everybody has permission to be a hot mess. And I'm not going to give you advice. And I'm not going to integrate your unhealed emotions. I'm just going to cry if that's okay with everyone. And everyone was like, oh my God, you help us every single week. Let us be there for you. And people shared more authentically about what was really going on because I gave permission for everyone just to be a hot mess and be real. And it was liberating. It was liberating. And some people said it was one of the best coaching calls ever. And I said, well, I didn't do anything. I just sat here and cried most of the call. And they said, but you gave us permission to be real. There's no more gift greater than that. Thank you. So I share that little story because it's important, I believe, to be inspired, to lift ourselves up and be our best self for others, but not at the expense of our authenticity, not at the expense of not asking for help and being vulnerable and letting people be there for you, those people that you're normally there for. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That's, Alana, you have no idea, or maybe you do, you have no idea. If this is, you know, I always have this belief that no matter what we're feeling or no matter what we're experiencing or what we're thinking, we're not alone. We're not the only ones that think that, feel that, going through that, maybe not at the same time, but I always believe we cannot be the, in all this world of people, we cannot be the only person feeling this or thinking this. And you know what? Recently, I did the same thing with my niece and nephew. I just one day just had to tell one of them that Aunt Jennifer's not doing so cool today. You know, and I just don't think you know. Just let them know how low I was at that moment, and then I was surprised at how I thought, now I'm going to not speak. No, they were even more encouraging. Like, oh, no, you can't do that. You know, you're our agenda. What can we do? What do you need? And it just took over my heart, you know. So, oh, my gosh, yeah, exactly what you're saying. But you did this, too, on your call. You could have just gone and tried to do
canceled.
It. And, you could have canceled. You could have gone on
could
and
have
just
been
like,
fake.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you could have tried to be strong, and you know I think that you, you know I may never haven't met you in person yet, but I know from what I know about you from talking to you before, from reading about you, from watching videos, from watching other interviews with you, you are so legit and straightforward and from the heart. And I think that it just wouldn't feel good to you if you were trying to fake it. And people would know it. That's not ours. What's the matter? That's not our lady.
Yeah.
That's not our gal. What can we do? So, yeah, some people forget that sometimes the strong people have to have a little bit of extra too.
Soft strength. Yeah. And I'm always willing to grow and share about my growth and evolution with my clients so they know that I'm no better than them. I might be a few steps ahead in certain areas of life, and they're more masterful than me in others. And in the beginning, when I started coaching, I was still so caught up in trying to look good, get it right, be safe, be approved of, that I needed to be better, I thought, in order to get their approval. I needed to have it together. But I was wrong. In fact, it's when I'm more authentic and more vulnerable, and I own where I am masterful, but I also acknowledge and own where I don't know, where I'm unsure, where I'm uncertain, where I'm scared, to have the balance to really own my mastery and own my insecurity. It makes me more approachable to people that value being real. And I think the hardest thing for me still is I've been married twice. I've had various relationships that didn't work out, and I'm still working on myself, that part of me that's still terrified to surrender to a man and show him all of my vulnerabilities. I'm still working on it, and I won't ever stop, because I do believe my ideal partner is out there, and he will appreciate the brave work of transparency and vulnerability and healing my heart to let a noble man have my back. I'm very good at having everyone else's back, but allowing someone to have mine, that's still my edge, Jen. That's still my edge.
Mm. All right, let's just stop and say, I just want to stop and say right now that I am talking to the intimacy expert, Alana Pratt, global media personality. She is the person people go to. She's the authority for those who have suffered heartbreak and are ready to live unapologetically and attract an open-hearted, ideal relationship. And we are going to open the phone for calls if somebody wants to call in. The number is 646-716-9922. That's 646-716-9922. I hope you could hear that. I've got a mad corgi outside my door, but but I think my husband has come to retrieve her. You know, they're just don't let the cuteness fool you, people. Is they're little manipulators, like they're like some kind of mafia. Like, oh, so you got a nice guest on your show tonight. It'd be a shame if somebody couldn't hear them. You know, got any extra treats, that kind of thing. I'm going to stop. I've got just a little message to play. It's also about self-care, and I'll be back in 60 seconds. Alana, good chance to get a glass of water and whatever. We'll be right back in 60 seconds with more of Alana Pratt.
Thank you.
What a day. I just need some me time for once. Yes, perfect. I got the new bath bombs today. Peach and clove, here we come. Mim and the Anvil makes the best smelling herbal blends of bath bombs. You can order loose or ground herb, added buttermilk, extra large, even ones with hidden gifts inside. There are over 25 essential oil varieties. After today, my body definitely needs some spiritual nourishment and lots of fizz. Her metaphysical blends are soothing in more ways than one. Visit mimandtheanvil.com today. Make time for yourself. There are over 100 herbal blends of bath bombs. Keep a healthy body and mind. Feed your soul. Visit mimandtheanvil.com today. If you don't make time for yourself, no one else will.
I mean, the world has gone crazy, right? I mean, this whole pandemic. I don't even know if I'm coming or going anymore. You know what I mean? But the one thing during the pandemic that I found out, right, that was a good thing, was the Madame Perry Salon. I mean, this podcast, right, when you hear her laughing, all you want to do is laugh. Right? When her dog's barking in the background and she's talking to the duck, she's going to an interview, and I'm like, this podcast is the best podcast I've ever heard before. You know what I mean?
Oh, thank you, fake Sebastian Maniscalco. All right. So I'm back here with Alana Pratt. Alana.
Yes.
here's another question. Something a little bit different from what we were talking about is there's an expression I used to hear from a friend of mine's boyfriend and his brother and a couple of years ago, and I never knew what it meant. And then I get this information with the email about it. He says, how to make the most of cuffing season. First of all, what is cuffing season?
You know, I had to ask my assistant, my young assistant. I had no idea either, Jen. So, I'm thinking BDSM, like what are they talking about? But what I've discovered is that it's like putting a cuff around somebody. And so you basically say, instead of being single throughout the cold months, let's just get together. Let's become lovers over the holidays so we don't have to be alone. We don't have to be alone in our bed. We don't have to be alone at parties. We don't have to feel the uncomfortable feelings of going into the holidays single. But most people break up before it gets serious. So by the time Valentine's Day hits, you've dumped this person that you've used over the holidays. And I just thought, that's just disgusting to consciously go out and use somebody because you don't have the bravery to integrate your own loneliness. You haven't learned how to be at peace with yourself alone. I remember when I met, who's the lady that on the Brady Bunch? Florence Henderson, is that?
Yes.
I remember I met her at an event, and I went right over to her. I had my camera people with me. It was perfect timing. And I said, oh, what is the one piece of wisdom you have? At the time, it was for a woman's show that I was doing. Best advice for single women. And she said, you must learn to love being alone. And I went, whoa, you're right. Because if we choose a partner on any level to heal an unhealed wound on the inside, we're using them. And then they become the source of our safety and happiness, which is unfair. We ought to be the own source of our own self-worth and happiness. So cuffing season is unfortunately about, in my opinion, using people and then dumping them in the new year. I don't recommend it. I don't recommend it at all.
It does not sound quite satisfactory.
No, but it's a very common microcosm of the macrocosm of the issues that we were speaking of in the first segment. It's if we can't be with our own feelings, we need something or someone on the outside to make our void and our hunger on the inside feel better. And some of us get addicted to cuffing season, other ones addicted to food or alcohol or drugs or shopping or work. Like the list goes on and on and on. But we're basically unwilling to slow down, feel, heal, and become whole. And some of it's not even because we don't want to or we're not brave. Sometimes we just don't know how. And so that's why I'm so grateful to be able to have these weekly conscious connection calls with my app, HeartMates, where I have my weekly group coaching calls with my clients. And I'm there. I'm there for people. Nobody has to be alone. And you can be around conscious people, brave people, you know, creative people who are really up to something where nobody's going to judge you if you're single, like you're somehow less than someone in a relationship. Everyone is, in my opinion, a child of God. So all of our money, or our health, or our status, or our sexual orientation. Like, it doesn't matter. We're all light. And so when we come together in that core, open-hearted, authentic way, and we celebrate each other, and when someone's feeling sad, we don't go, oh, it's going to be fine, it's going to be fine. No, stop it. Just go, wow, I've felt sad before. Tell me more. Like, that's actually helpful. Telling anybody the way they're feeling isn't okay is a way of judging them. And we often judge ourselves. So this is a way of learning to be kind to ourselves, kind to each other. And you'll find that, I don't know about you, but if something horrible happened and you had to call somebody at 3 a.m, you wouldn't call the one who'd said, well, what's wrong with you? And why did you make that mistake? And, oh,
they wouldn't, you know, you wouldn't call the person that judges you. You'd call the person that said, no questions asked. I'll be there in 10 minutes. I got you. Right? The non-judgmental person. We want to be that person for ourselves and for each other.
Yes. As I mentioned earlier, folks, I'm talking to Alana Pratt, intimacy expert, author, host, speaker, Ivy League grad, author of 6 books, and she hosts the podcast Intimate Conversations. And let me tell you, it will be the best feeling. The first time you listen to, you check out her podcast, Intimate Conversations, you just feel like you've got a buddy right there with you that you've known for a long, long time, who knows about you, loves you, as they say, warts and all, everything. So check that out. So, okay, so then when people talk then about cuffing season, you know, it says, is it a smart way to feel better? Well, no. And then what about the idea of, okay, we talked about getting cozy and with yourself, get to know yourself, feel comfortable alone. Can you get cozy and intimate with your inner self? And how do you commit to celebrating and dating you?
Yeah, it's really important. I don't really have any judgment if people want to just have somebody to hang out with for the holidays. We don't have to have every relationship be all about marriage, but at least if you're going to do that, please be honest with people. I'm really not interested in a long-term relationship. I'm really just interested in sex over the holidays. How does that sound to you? And if they're like, yeah, me too, like that's fine, okay? So I'm not judging it. But to mislead somebody and then break their heart, that's where the mama bear in me gets upset. And in terms of dating yourself and falling in love with yourself, when I ask people, what brings you joy? Some people have a really hard time answering that question. What makes you feel nourished and fulfilled? A lot of people are like, that's a tough one as well. How about what makes you feel happy when you wake up for no reason at all? What makes you feel really home in your body? These are questions normally we don't slow down to figure out. And so we look to a person or a product or a food or money or something on the outside to make us feel good. But that's so transitory because our worth and our accomplishments aren't the same thing, but most of us collapse them. I'm good enough if I'm thin or rich or pretty, right? It's all this outside stuff as opposed to I'm worth it because I'm worth it. That's the end of the sentence. I am that I am. Done, right? And so if we uncollapse these and our accomplishments come and go, our achievements come and go, the size of your butt, the size of your bank account, it all comes and goes, people. But over in the worth department, what is it going to take to really discover what lights you up about being alive? And so I am looking forward to the last 2 weeks of December, continuing to be curious with myself about what turns me on and what books do I want to read and what oils do I want to buy to anoint my body with. And I bought snowshoes. I live in Wyoming now. And I bought snowshoes and snow pants and all the gear and even these little poles. And I'm going to go. There's about 8 horses on the property where I rent. I don't have to take care of the horses. It's so perfect. But I'm going to go out in the snow and snowshoe around and say hi to the horses. I've never done that before. So these new kind of adventures where you risk and you step into the unknown and you try something where you might feel dorky. This is all very good for being alive, being willing to take risks, being willing to see things from new point of views. So I really encourage people to explore what brings you pleasure, nourishment, fulfillment, delight, a sense of adventure, a sense of aliveness alone. So you don't need another. And then you can invite another. Hey, I found this bar that sings Christmas carol karaoke. You want to come? You know, like have adventures. If you've practiced yourself, you'll have that courage to go out and play. And to me, that's fulfilling. That's nourishment. That enhances our self-esteem. That reminds us that we're people, no matter what the external circumstances are. And then as you bring that person into the dating world, you're an interesting, authentically interesting person. You bring that person home to your beloved you've known for 20 or 30 years, and they look at you like you're somebody new, like they know you, but they're still curious about, wow, your spirit keeps unfolding like this beautiful lotus flower, a new petal every year. And you can look at each other with that, the longevity, but also the curiosity that, wow, maybe I never actually fully know this person, and allows you to be a better listener and ask a better question. And all of this is about falling in love with you. So as I sit at my desk right now, there's 12 roses, and there's this little lit up little tree, the Christmas tree, little tree, it's a baby tree. And I've got a picture of my mother who passed 20 years ago, and I got a picture of my grandma. Like, I have things around me that feed back love, feed back beauty. Like, we get to choose this, people. So be good to yourself and surround yourself with things that delight you.
Can you imagine how many people hear the part about getting some snowshoes and you're going to go out and say hello to all the horses? Can you imagine how many people hear that and go, oh, that's the coolest thing ever. That's what I want to do. And, okay, well, then do it. Give yourself all the advantage. Get what you need to do. Go where you need to go.
Yeah. And it doesn't need to cost a lot of money, people. Like, I went to the thrift store, and I got myself the whole thing. I might hate it, people. I'm honest. I might think it's just awful. But I can't paddleboard here in the winter, and that's my, like, total happy zone. I'm at about 6,000 feet, and there's a lake at about 10,000 feet, and there's this huge eagle, and he only came to visit me 3 times this summer, but he's massive, and I just got shivers, and I would cry. He's so majestic, and I swear I talked to him. I know I'm a little crazy, but I swear he was talking to me. So I love to do things that ground me and awaken me. That's my thing, but do what works for you, and love yourself enough to give it to yourself.
You know, I always say, if people can't call in, because sometimes people have maybe a job where they can't make a phone call or whatever, you can always message in on Facebook through Jennifer Maudette Perry or Madam Perry Salon. And I do have a message from Cindy in Branson, Missouri. And she says, this is good, but it's so much fun. I've already gone to the website. I'll be checking out the app tonight. And she says, thank you. Oh, thank you, Cindy, for letting us know. So glad you.
Oh, yes. Oh, thank you.
And also there's a Dave who is in Phoenix and says, yeah, we guys need help too. Thank you so much for this show. We'll be checking out Alana's books. Thank you, Dave. I appreciate that.
Oh, yeah. It's curious. My Wednesday night calls is mostly men, a couple women, and my Tuesday morning calls are mostly women with a couple men. The gentlemen, when it's only the guys, and they're like, this is like Alana's lair. I have so much fun because so many, my experience anyways with my clients, is a lot of men have so much pressure. They're not supposed to feel. You know, guys don't cry. And yet these women are saying, I want a vulnerable man. But then as soon as they're vulnerable, they're rejected. So a lot of men, I think, are in a pickle of how to be heart open, but also be that noble badass that the women want to surrender into. And then for the women, you know, they really want to be respected. So they get a little too much on the masculine side and they forget how to surrender or to let go or to allow a man to win and to have their back. And they can unknowingly be emasculating and how to soften while having your own back so that you feel safe to let go. It's not about giving up or giving over. It's just about opening. So it's wonderful the conversations we have around how to be in relationship with ourselves, have our own back, open our own heart to ourselves, so that when we're with another, we can be vulnerable and open our heart. But if it doesn't go well or we get rejected, we don't lose ourselves because we still have our own back. And this is the dance. We have couples in our calls as well as singles. and people in relationship or people who are single. So it's just a blend of people, and it's an exquisite honor to be so real with incredible people. Yeah. So welcome, Cindy and Dave. Check me out and give me a call if you want to talk more. So we can see if this community might enhance your relationships with yourself and others. Yeah.
All right. This is also a good time since you mentioned that about being a noble badass. I'd like to, on your website, go to your shop and just read the titles of these books, because this is no nonsense. This is not just a flowery woo-woo kind of thing. This lady gives it to you. She knows what you're thinking. She knows what you want to know about, and she's going to give it to you straight. I love these titles. Finding the One is Bullshit. How to Be and Stay Sexy. How to Be a Noble Badass. Scoring a Relationship. The Playbook for Giving Devotion to Get Devotion. When Mama's Happy, Everybody's Happy. Subtitled The Missing Handbook to Motherhood. And, of course, the newest, From Heartbreak to Heartmates.
Yeah.
Discover Lockdown Love. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. There's also meditations there as well, Jen. I really have this ability. Like, I can't cook. Don't ask me to cook. Don't ask me to do, like, accounting or change a tire or technology. I have staff and friends that help me on all these areas where I'm not very talented at all. But this area of being a coach, being a healer, being a counselor, like this morning, I remember on the call, there was a couple, and he has just not been willing to forgive himself, the husband, for the transgressions earlier in the marriage, and just keeps beating himself up and keeps shutting down. And it was just such a gift this morning that sometimes it's too close for comfort for your own partner to be your mentor, you know, that your partner's meant to be your lover, and you want to help your partner so bad, but she just hasn't been able to. So they were sitting right beside each other, but I was right there with him, and I took him all the way into the darkness, and I spoke to him. And he, in his words, like, he's messed up. He said it, you know, kind of more with a swear word. And he's been a coward. And I just said to him over and over, even though you may have been a coward, I love and accept you. Even though you're really hard on yourself, I love and accept you. And I was asking him to imagine that I was his higher self speaking to his wounded self. And he just started crying. And then I got him to affirm, you know, even though I messed up, I'm enough. And even though I messed up, I'm willing to forgive myself. And you just should have seen his wife bawling. And he was there receiving my coaching. And everyone else on the coaching call was a hot mess. And these are like these exquisite moments that I get to be with people and love them home. And then that translates into how they just are going to take care of their two little kids as soon as they get off the call. And so this matters, people, to slow down, love yourself, forgive yourself, have people that can be real, where you don't have to shine them on, where you can be unapologetic. And then other calls, we swear, we laugh, we get naughty, we talk about vibrators, we have we just go everywhere. And it's safe. It's just safe to be who you are. And we all deserve that safe place to just finally exhale and be who we are. Yeah.
Say that again. Love him home.
Yeah. That's what I do, Jen. I just help people home. I'm just a facilitator. And we are the ones that have left our hearts. God's never left us. The universe has never left us. It's science. I interview quantum physicists all the time. Coherence is the vibration that we can measure. Coherence is the same vibration as Mother Earth. Coherence is the same vibration as the field around us, the cosmos. It's a number. It's a vibration. And you know how we reach it? Two ways. Through gratitude and appreciation on a good day, and through compassion and empathy and forgiveness on a bad day. Either direction, if you can imagine a heart, one side of the heart and the other side of the heart. One side of the heart, so be loving and tender and generous and appreciative and kind and grateful to yourself. That'll raise your coherence, and you'll be in alignment with the planet and the cosmos. But that's hard on a day when things went really bad. And so the other way to equally powerfully get into coherence in your heart is through forgiveness, compassion, and empathy. And we can do that for ourselves. And then at the next stage is just let go of the results. Let go of trying to control what you cannot control. Can't control people or circumstances. Sorry. But just let go of control and just be present and do your best and be your authentic self. That combination over and over every day, you're going to have more spring in your step, more glitter in your wake, and be a groove mistress like our host.
It's all about the groove. Yes, and on the same page, on the same page of Alana's website, where the books are, the shop. Yes, below the books is the meditations you can buy online. Embracing the Sacred Erotic You, and then the two Thriving Intimacies, 35 days of guided meditations for women, and 35 days of guided meditations for men. Yeah. Sometimes men, they want to know what to do. And they've heard so many mixed messages all their lives. They want, their hearts are valuable in their souls, and they want to know.
Absolutely. Yes, and if there's anybody who isn't identifying as a man or a woman, you can listen to these meditations as feminine energy or masculine energy. So our masculine energy is more of the leader and the guide and the show up, speak up, stand up part of ourselves. And the feminine would be more of the receptive, the allowing, the going deep within and feeling. And it's very, takes a lot of bravery to just shut your trap and breathe and feel, right? It's really very easy to react. And so we all, men and women, we all want to be able to cultivate both of our capacities, our feminine and our masculine capacity. So the meditations can be used that way as well.
Excellent point. I sort of left out, I didn't mean to leave out, people who, you know, identify more as non-binary, anything, it's still important. It's, it's all, it's like I say, sometimes I'll say when I'm officiating weddings, you know, I'll say, do you promise to listen when your partner comes home with yet one more story about mean coworkers or rude drivers or something, and listen, and then tell them that, you know, that they are right and they are with you now, and they, where everything is safe, they're in the safe place. And that's because that's the, let them put their head on your shoulder, and that's the safest place to be. And yes, tell them that they were right about everything.
So
and
good.
Then my other one where they don't have to really promise, because I give them an out, is do you promise not to carry on watching an episode of a Netflix series that you started together? And before, that's when they always stop and look, and I say, you don't have to say anything now. And if you do, promise that when you watch it again, you'll act like it's the very first time you saw it and enjoy it the same way. They go, oh, yeah, I can do
that.
Oh,
that's nice. Oh, that's great.
Modern vows for modern times.
Yeah, wonderful. What a blessing you are.
Thank you. What a blessing you are to so many people. And I am just so grateful that your wonderful friends at Steve Allen Media let me know about you a few years ago and brought you back to me with your new books. And I just couldn't be happier to know how much love you're giving to people. Alana's new book is From Heartbreak to Heartmates. Her app, oh my gosh, it's just the coolest thing ever, the Heartmates app.
Yeah,
Heartmates,
thank you.
Intimacy training, conscious connection community.
Yeah. Yeah, they can find out that at heartmates.app. And every single week you can meet with other conscious singles and people in relationship who are committed to becoming the one. to find the one if you're single, or become the one to awaken the one you're with if you're in a relationship. And we're all in this together. And especially over the holidays, I think it's more important than ever. And yeah, I'll be leading some of those calls in general. My facilitators do, but I show up a lot more during the holidays to give them a break. And it would be wonderful to meet you all. Yeah, and dive deep together.
Oh, yeah. And so everyone knows, you know, I do this all the time, but I always like to remind people that I will be sharing all the information on the website, books, everything about Alana Pratt on all of my social media, not just Madame Perry Salon, but also on Perry Jen or Jen Perry or wherever you find me on social media. I'll be sharing it there as well. One thing I love that I've seen this happen to me on, it only happens to me when I go to look up Instagram. When I'm on to my browser, but I get this little bit of verbiage. But it happened today when I went to look you up again, and as I started to type in Alana Pratt, it said, "Alana Pratt, resume the journey." So what the? Okay.
Wow, is that what it says about me? No, I didn't know I said that. Did I?
It always does that. Well, it does it when I go Instagram, I'll get it because I do social media for other businesses, and it says Instagram, resume your journey. I'm going, alrighty, and I'll click on it. And then this was the first time I did it for anything besides Instagram when it goes, Alana Pratt, resume your journey. Well, sure, yeah, why not? So I'm just saying, God, the universe, whatever, Alana, you got it going on. And thank you for all the love and the goodness that you share to the world, people. And I'm just so thankful that you're here and thankful that you're just making everything a better place. Yet these have been tough times. People have been away from each other. They've been distant. It's been depressed. Thank you for all the love and sincere, honest care that you're giving people. And I'm so grateful. And I'm hoping that you'll come back soon.
Oh, it would be my honor. It would be my honor. Thank you so much for the vulnerability, the humor, the relatable practices, all that we've shared tonight. And I appreciate all of you being with us, the Cindy and the Dave that did type in. I look forward to supporting you any way that I can. And thank you for the honor of coming back. And let's just everybody end with putting a hand on their beautiful heart and just checking in with that intimate relationship with themselves and just saying, you know, hey, what have I not slowed down to hear you say? And just take a little time once you've done listening to us tonight to listen to your sweet little heart, your sweet little you, and deepen that relationship you have with yourself. And thank you again so much for having me, Jen. I'm so grateful.
And thank you. You're very welcome. And it's absolute delight. And I'll very, very soon. Okay. I'll be sharing all the information. All so much.
No moon at all. What a night. Even lightning bugs have dimmed their light. Stars have disappeared from sight.